सर्वेभ्य नमस्कारः। अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः अनन्तपुल्लिङ्गप्रकरणे 22 पाठः, नवम्बर् मासस्य 21 दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमाम् नायम् अधिगम्यमहेश्वरात् कृत्स्नम् व्याकरणम् प्रोक्तम् तस्मै पाणिनेः नमः। वाक्यकारम् वररुचिम् भाष्यकारम् पतञ्जलिम् पाणिनिम् सूत्रकारम् च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदुत् ईश्वरिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयम् विरच्यते। आदौ अष्टाध्यायी पारायणम् कुर्मः मिलित्वा, हेल्प् जस्ट् फिल् इट् टुगेदर् एण्ड् देन् वी गो आन् टु कौमुदी। हरिन्तपुलिङ्गप्रकरणे युष्मदस्मृतिशब्दयोः प्रक्रिया अधीयते। एक्चुलि फिनिश्ड् प्रक्रिया यस्टर्डे, नेक्स्ट् थिङ्ग् इस् कौमुदी डीट्स् इस् हौ वाट् हेपन्स् इन् अ समास, वाट् हेपन्स् टु द फार्म् एक्सेट्रा। बिफोर् वी गो टु दट्, ऐ थाट् इट् वुड् बि इण्ट्रेस्टिङ्ग् टु लुक् एट् हौ how this prakriya looks from an ashtadhyayi perspective. What we always do is we take the Kaumudi perspective of looking at prakriya. It is like you take any shabda and you go prakriya by prakriya and do it. This is useful for learning prakriya, no doubt. But that is not how Panini looks at the prakriya. I mean, he cannot look at the prakriya like this because Panini's view always has to be very comprehensive. If he looks at any prakriya, he does not think of just prama shabda, he does not just think of akarantas, not even probably pullingas. So he thinks, keeping the entire set of shabdas in mind, he thinks of it and he looks at a sutra and sees how broad he can make it. That is Panini's view. That is why it is difficult for us to go according to Ashtadhyayi, because it is very broad. So this is one case where Panini almost has to narrow down his view to just two words, which is Yushmad and Asmad. So there are certain sutras which deal with only these two shabdas. But even here, Panini's view is not to take it prasya by prasya. He looks at the shabda as a whole and he gives what could be the prasya. Okay. So you see how it goes in Panini's view. So what Panini does is split his prakriya into two parts. Two, or maybe you can say it as three. So, ekam tu saptamadhyaye prathama pade kanichana sutrani santi, punaha saptamadhyaye dvitiya pade kanichana sutrani santi. So, adam saptamadhyaye prathama pade tena pratyayadeshaha uchyante. Pratyayasya ishmanasvadhyam parasya sutratyayasya कः आदेशः भवितुम् अर्हन्ति अथवा के आदेशाः भवितुम् अर्हन्ति इति आदौ उच्यते। ईश्वरस्मभ्यां नसोष् इति प्रथमं सूत्रं प्रकरणे, अस्मिन् प्रकरणे तु नस् प्रत्ययस्य स्थाने अश् इति आदेशः भवति, अर्थात् अकारादेशः। ने प्रथमयोः अम् ने इत्यस्य तथैव प्रथमा द्वितीया विभक्त्योः टु औजस् अम् औ षत्प्रत्ययस्य अग्रिमसूत्रेण शसोन इत्यनेन नकारः आदेशः विधीयते, अतः ये प्रथमयोरम् टु औजस् अमौट् तथा ये इत्येतेषां षण्णां प्रत्ययानाम् अम् इत्यादेशः, षत्प्रत्ययस्य नकारादेशः। भ्यसोभ्यं भ्यस् चतुर्थी विभक्तौ भ्यस् प्रत्ययस्य अभ्यम् आदेशः। पञ्चम्याः अच् पञ्चम्यां भ्यस्प्रत्ययस्य तु अत् आदेशः। एकवचनस्य च पञ्चम्याः एकवचनस्य च इत्यनेन अत् आदेशः। साम आकम् आम् प्रत्ययस्य आकम् आदेशः। दीस् आर् द सेवेन् सूत्रास् टुगेदर् विच् गिव् प्रत्ययादेश इन् केस् आफ् युष्मद् अण्ड् अस्मद्। सो इफ् यु हाव् दीस् सेवेन् इन् युवर् मैण्ड्, very easy, whenever you are looking for any form or the prakriya for any form, The first thing you do is you quickly run these through in the mind. It will take hardly 10 seconds. So you know if the pratyaya should have any adesha. Pratyaya se kope adesha bhavati va iti gyayate. So these are the sutras. So if you look at prakriya, Panini is looking at, say, the prakriya of yushmad and asmad as a whole. The first thing he fills in the pratyaya adesha. Yushmadasmadhyam nato ash. इत्यनेन किं भवति षष्ठी विभक्तौ नतः स्थाने अश् इत्यादेशः ततः ये प्रथमयोर् अम् ये प्रत्ययस्य चतुष्थेकवचनस्य तथा प्रथमा द्वितीया विभक्त्योः स्थाने अम् इत्यादेशः भवति विभक्ति प्रत्ययस्य स्थाने since we are talking of प्रत्ययादेश शतो न शतप्रत्ययस्य मकारादेशः ज्यतोभ्यम् ज्यप्रत्ययस्य अभ्यम् अथवा भ्यम् आदेशः पञ्चम्या अत् पञ्चम्या ज्यप्रत्ययस्य स्थाने अत् इत्यादेशः एकवचनस्य च पञ्चम्याम् एकवचनस्यापि अत् इत्यादेशः नाम आकम् आम् प्रत्ययस्य स्थाने आकम् आदेशः. So these are the places where the pratyaya will have some adesha. And in the remaining cases, you have the usual pratyaya. Okay, so this is the effective pratyaya for yushmad and asmad. So you have some which remain in their original sup form. But you see that many of them have been replaced by effectively another pratyaya. And the pratyaya in this case has to be in this form. So he gives an adesha for the pratyaya. Okay. So once you make this list, once Panini makes this list, first he next does this, he gives the prakriti adesha. He goes on to what happens to the prakriti part based on this. Because the first thing he talks about in prakriti is starts with yushmadasmadoho anadesha. So when there is no adesha, the first thing you have to know is what are the adesha for the pratyayas. Right? He is told what is the adesha for each of the pratyayas. So that is all. Nothing else can happen to the pratyaya part in yushmad or asmad. So pratyaya adeshaha adhitaha. Tatah kim karoti prakritehe adeshaha arabhyante. Prakriti bhagasya saha adeshaha. Tatrapi bhagadvayam vidyate. So initially he just says an adesha for yushmad and asmad. Tatya iti sthani na nirdishyate. Kintu sarvepi ete अनादेशाः सन्ति. आत्मं विधीयते यत्त्वं विधीयते तथैव लोपः. सो सर्वे अन आदेशाः इत्यतः अन्त्यस्यैव भवन्ति. सो सिन्स् ही जस्ट् स्पेसिफैज़् युष्मद् एण्ड् अस्मद् सिन्स् दे आर् आल् सिङ्गल् लेटर् रिप्लेस्मेण्ट् दे आल् हेपन् टु बी फोर् द अन्त्य फोर् द दकार. The first sutra he says is yushmadasmadoho anadeshe. So anadeshe, when there is no adesha for yushmad and asmad, purvatana sutra se ashtana avibhakta vetyataha atvam a iti anuvartate atvam bhavati. Jitiyayam cha. So you see, if you go back, you have anadesha only in these cases. So in jitiya you don't have anadesha, but still jitiyayam cha ityanena jitiya vibhaktau api आत्मं भवति. प्रथमायाश्च द्विवचने भाषायाम्. सो प्रथमायाः द्विवचने अपि. सो इवन् दो इट् इस् नाट् अनादेश, इवन् इन् प्रथमा द्विवचन यु हाव् आत्मा. दट् इस् वन् थिङ्ग्. नेक्स्ट् योचि. सो इट् टेक् विश्वनस्मदो अनादेश योचि टुगेदर्. सो अनादेशे इति अनुवर्तते. असि अनादेशे यः नाम यत्त्वं भवति. एण्ड् देर् फोर् बै elimination, hari anadeshe, you will have atman. So dvitiya and prathama divachana, it is fixed. So among anadeshas, where has been no adesha for pratyaya, if the pratyaya starts with aja, ach, which is you have three, a, o, l, e. So for these three, it would be yatva. For the rest, it will be atma. Is what we finally get. Sheshe lopaha. So whatever is left, you have lopa. So where do you have this lopa? So where, what is this shesha? What is left out? If you look at this now, it is very easy for, say, dritiya and the prathama dvivachana, you have atma and whatever is in black, which is the, wherever there has been no adesha, you have atma or yatma. So, you have in Chaturthi, Panchami and Shashti, you have Ekavachana and Bahuvachana. Right? Ekavachana, Bahuvachana, Panchami, Ekavachana, Bahuvachana, Shashti, Ekavachana, Bahuvachana. And also, Prathama, Ekavachana and Bahuvachana. Because Prathama Dvivachana has a special Atma Sutra. So, those are the cases which are effectively left out. This is exactly what the Kashikakara says. He says, Panchamyascha, Chaturthyascha, Shashti, Prathama Yorapi, Ya Anyata Dvivachana Nyatra, Sheshe Lopo Vithiyase. So Sheshe Lopa will effectively come in Dvivachana Anyatra. So other than Dvivachana, which is Ekavachana and Bahuvachana, four vibhaktis. Panchami, Chaturthi, Shashti and Prathama. So Prathama, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti, you have Sheshe Lopa. So this is the Antya Desha. What happens to the Antya? Dakara of Vishmadar Asmad. Lopa, finally we decide that it is Sheshasya Lopa. So it can be, I mean, Tilopa. In case, the others, Atva, Yatva are for Antya. Okay, so now, this is our Pratyaya stage. You have all the Pratyaya. What are the Adesha? Kim Kim Bhavati. Sādhav kim uktam, Ishvarasvado ranādeshe iti purvamuktam, kintu tasya apalvādatvena asti yoti. So we'll have to consider yoti. Where do we have yatva? Okay, because it's an exception. We always consider exceptions before the general rule. Yoti ityanena ajādishu pratyayeshu yatvam bhavati. Purvasya prakritehe yatvam. So we have tvaya, you have yu, yuvayohu and tvayi. So, you have yatva in these three pratyayas, I mean four places here, but the ta, os and ni. Yatvam kriyate. Yatva sthanam atirikya anadeshe atvam bhavati. So, yushmadasmadoha anadeshe. Itvelena, for the rest of anadesha, wherever there has been no adesha, there is atvam. So, bhyam, bhis and su. So, for three pratyayas you have yatva, yu, and for three pratyayas you have atva. Satakhi mujjate, dvivachanecha, ishvarasmadora nageshe, dvitiyayamcha. So, dvitiya vibhaktavati, atvam bhavati. You have outshis, whatever it is, you have atva. Prathamayasya dvivachane bhashayam. Prathamayaha dvivachanepi, atvam bhavati. So, that covers Atma and Yatva. Sheshe Lopaha. So, whatever is left. Atma Yatva Nimittetara Vibhaktau Parataha. So, that is how he arrived at Shesha. What is Shesha? He told all this. Initially, he started with Vishwadurana. He told wherever you have Atma Yatva. Sheshe Yadjad Shishtam Asti. Prathama Chaturthi Panchami Shashti. Ekavachanam Tathaiva Bahuvachanam. Atma Lopaha. Say, Lopa Kriyate. So for the rest, you have Lopa everywhere. So that is what is happening in one part of the Prakriya. So you still have the first part of it. So this is Prakriti Adesha. He told what happens to the Prakriya, what happens to the Prakriti. Tatakhi Mukhate, Tatlineva Prakarane. So you see, Sheshe Lopaha ends in 7 to 90. So this Prakriti Adesha start in 7 to 84 and go on till 7 to 90. Yata duktva sakshat maparyanta adesha arabhyante. He starts with what are the adeshas for maparyanta. Ishvarasmadohu iti anuvartate. So tatraiva maparyanta si keke adesha bhavanti. Iti punaha saptabhihi sutraihi uchyate. Maparyanta sya iti adhikaraha. Yuvavo dvivachane. So, Jivachane Sarvatra Yuva Ava Iti Adesho Bhavataha. So, you have this in all Jivachana Pratyayas. There are only three, effectively. Au, Bhyam and Os. Sarvatra Yuva Ava Yuyavayau Jati. and specifically Indras, you have Yuya and Vaya. Svahau Sau. Sutrateye Eva Sva Aha Sadeshaha. Subhya Mahyau Nai. Ye Prateye Varataha Subhya Mahya Ityadeshu. Tava Mamau Nasi. Nasi Prateye Tava Mama Ityadeshu. Kama Ekavachane. Anke Utsargikam Sutrasyate Ekavachane Sva Ma. Ashtrata Ekavachane is already told for Tu Nye and Nas. Kayaranam Vishishya Uktam. Sadatiritya Anyeshu Ekavachaneshu. Ashtrata Am Ta Nasi and Ni. Ityeteshu Prateyeshu Parayeshu. Sva Ma. Ityadeshu. So you see in Ekavachana, in every Prateya you have an Adesha. Starting from Tu. So it can be a specific Adesha or it can be Tva or Ma. In Rivachana, in all cases without exception, you have Yuva and Ava. In Bahuvachana, it is only in just that we have an Adesha, which is Yuya Vaya. In other cases, we hear the Yushma and Asma, the Prakriti part, the first part of Prakriti as it is, without any change. This is a case where Apavada is told before telling the Utsarga. Samavekavachane is the Utsarga. So the usual way of Panini would have been to tell Samavekavachane first and then go on with the Apavadas. But what he wants here is, this Samavekavachane he needs for the next sutras. There are still further sutras, Satyayottara Padayoshta, etc. where he is carrying on this Swama. He needs it for Anuvritti. So for the purpose of Anuvritti, he has put the Utsarga at the end. So he put the Apavadas first, Utsarga end, and then the Tvama Adeshas go on as Anuvritti. So as far as Subantas are concerned, the Prakarana ends here. So what we have done is we have understood what happens to Pratyaya, what happens to the Antya of Yushmat Asmat. So what happens to Maparyanta of it? Yuvavau Jivachane. Jivachane Sarvatra Yuva Athava Ava. We are taking say Yushmat Shabda initially. So if it were Asmat, it would have been Ava. So Jivachane Sarvatra you have Yuva as the Adesha. Okay, so now once you have it, you can easily form the forms. Yuvam, Yuvam, Yuvam. Yuvabhyam, 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 Yuvayohu, Yuvayohu. You have the Sandhi, that is all. Nothing. Yuvavau Jivachane, iti prathamam sutram. Sakaha, Yuyavayau Jasi. Jaspratyaye, you have Yuya or Vaya as the Adesha. So you have Yuya and the next Dakara or Adhish gets Lopa and you have Am. So you get Yuyam. It's Sandhi, of course, you'll have some Sandhi in between. So, Yuyavayau Jasi. Sakaha, Svahau Sau. Supratyaye Pare, Tva Athava Aha, Ityadeshaha. Tva Lopa Am becomes Tvam. Subhya Mahyau Nai. Ye Pratyaye Pare, Subhya Ityadeshaha. So, Subhya, the next part gets Lopa, Am, Subhyam. Tavamamo, Nasi. Nasprasreya Punaha, Tava, Ityadeshaha. So, Tava, Lopa and Ash is only Akara. So, you again have Tava. And then, he says, as a general thing for Ekavachanas, he has Tvama Ekavachane. So, Tva Adesha. So, Tva, A, Am becomes Tvam, Tvaya, Svatu, Vai. So you have finished. Whatever is left in this part, Bahuvachane Kimaki Noktam. Yatra Noktam Tatra Yatha Prakritihi Tathaiva Bhavati. So Sarvatra Yushma Iti Bhavati. Maparyantaha. Maparyantam Yadasti Tatasyeva. So you have Yushma, Yushma Vihi, etc. So if you look at it, so if you add these up, if you take these three prakaranas and add these up, you end up with the final forms of Yushmat and Asmat. Okay? So this is how Panini looks at it. I mean, even when he is concentrating on something as narrow as Yushmat and Asmat, instead of being just at the each Rupa level, he takes it as one Shabda. He takes the entire Shabda and he creates what is required, framework required for the entire Shabda. So if you looked at it from Ashadhyayi level, you study the entire Prakriya together, comprehensively, instead of studying it, say, Rupa by Rupa, as we did in Kaumudi. That is the difference in studying it from a Kaumudi point of view and studying it from an Ashadhyayi point of view. It is easier initially for Bala to study the Kaumudi point of view. I mean, it's only when you come to Ishmad Shabda that you can actually compare the Kaumudi and Ashadhyayi, right? So far, it is not possible. It is not possible to study to study it from an Ashadhyayi point of view is very difficult. If you are looking at studying it as a Prakriya. So when you come here and when you converse, you understand Kaumudi, how Kaumudi looks at it, and you understand how Ashadhyayi looks at it. And we can also understand what is the utility of each thing. I mean, each one has its advantages, certainly. But it is a question of whether we are at a level to appreciate the Granth. It is not whether Swami has told it right or he has made it very difficult. That is not the question. It is what is the aim of Panini, what is Panini looking at and what is Dikshita looking at. What is Panini's final view? It is to cover everything, cover Vyakarana with as little, comprehensively and as with as little repetition or unnecessary length as possible. Whereas Dikshita's aim is to look at it mainly from the Prakriya point of view and also introduce the Shastrartha. Right? So we need both, which is important. Very important is we are studying the Kaumudi right. But Ashtadhyayi, without Ashtadhyayi, even after many years with the Kaumudi, we will be where we are. Unless we learn that if you have Ashtadhyayi, we learn the Prakriya through Kaumudi, fine. But finally, if you have those sutras of Ashtadhyayi in hand, that will what will make appreciate grammar better. Always. Okay. So now, let us go back. So, what happens next? So, we learnt what happens with Yushmad and Asmad. Ekaratirishtam sarvani angadhikare santi. Yushmad Asmad sambadhani sutrani angadhikarasthani. Saptamanthaya prathama pade tatha dvitiya pade santi. Ataha padangadhikare tasyasa padantasyasa ityanena padantavidhihi sarvatra pravartate. Pradhanye gaunatyeti samaseti bhavanti etani karyani sutranam pravartihi bhavati. Kintu dvitra, there are two cases where there is a certain hitch. Okay. So there are certain set of karikas which put together the stuff. Samasyamane dvyekatva vasini yushmanasmadi samasarthonya sankhyaschet to yuvavau svamavapi. This is the first one. So samasyamane in a samasa. Now in a samasa there are two vachanas to be considered. What is the actual vachana being given by Yushmad Shabda and Asmad Shabda? And what is the vachana of the samasta pada as a whole? Okay. For example, when you say, this happens in many samasas, the vachanas need not be the same. If you take, say, Sita yaha patihi. Okay. Here Sita is ekavachana, pati is also ekavachana, Sita pati is also ekavachana, which is fine. And the same thing if you say, take it as Gopika priyaha. Gopika naam priyaha. Gopika is bahuvachana. And Gopika Priya is ekavachana. So the vachana of samasta pada need not be the same as the vachana of the avayava of the samasa. So now we are taking samasa where Yushmad and Asmad will have some vachana and the samasta pada itself can be of some other vachana. So he says samasyamane, when there is a samasa, yushmadasmadi dvi ekatva vasini. So yushmad and asmad, the particular word, it can be dvitva vasini or ekatva vasini. It can be giving a dual number or an ekavachana, in vivachana or ekavachana. Samasarthaha anyasankhyaha chet. But the entire samastapada can be of a different number. Now the entire samastapada will have all three numbers. Whenever you do a samasa, the vigraha number will be constant, but the samasa number can be, the pratiparika can have all three numbers. It can be nekavachana, jivachana or bahuvachana. But he says, when yushmad asmadi dvyekatva vasini, when yushmad or asmad is giving dvitva or ekatva, is telling duality or singularity, tada yuvavau staha, yuva and ava adesha will be there. Tvama api and tvama adesha. What is the question here? There are two sutras in prakriti adesha. Prakritehe adesha, adesheshu, mupariyanta adesheshu. Sutra dvayam asti, yuvavau dvivachane, iti ekam sutram. Tvama ekavachane, iti aparam sutram. Okay. किमुच्यते सूत्रार्थ कह उक्तः दीक्षिते इति पश्यामश्चेत् द्वयोरुक्तौ युष्मदस्मदोः मपर्यन्तस्य युवावौ स्तः विभक्तौ एकस्योक्तौ युष्मदस्मदोः मपर्यन्तस्य त्वमौ स्तः विभक्तौ इति सूत्रार्थः दीक्षिते दत्तः. Forget this sutra and just look at युवावौ द्विवचने एंड त्वमौ एकवचने. What would we say? द्विवचने विभक्तौ इति अनुवर्तते. सो द्विवचन प्रत्यये परतः युवावौ स्तः एकवचने परतः त्वमौ स्तः. द्विवचन एंड एकवचन, वी टेक इट एज सम्यक् गिवन बाय पाणी. द्विवचन एंड एकवचन प्रत्यय, द्विवचन एकवचन एंड बहुषु बहुवचनम्. सो द्विवचन एकवचन प्रत्यय अकॉर्डिंग टू पाणिनियन डेफिनेशन. इफ यू टेक इट एज अ पारिभाषिक पद, द्विवचन एंड एकवचन प्रत्यय, in that case, the meaning would be dvivachane is tasmin drishte purvasya iti tatrami vibhakti hai sattvata. What we do is, we will say, if you don't look at the sutra artha, you should say dvivachana pratyaya parataha yuvavau staha. So when followed by a dvivachana pratyaya, there is adesha of yuvava. When followed by an ekavachana pratyaya, there will be adesha of svama. But that is not how the sutra artha is to be interpreted. Okay. So that is why Dikshita says dvayoh uktau. So when the number two is being indicated by the prakriti itself, yushmadasmadoho mapariyantasya vibhaktau yuvavau staha. So there will be yuva and adesha for mapariyanta when followed by any vibhakti. As long as yushmad and asmad are conveying to duality or singularity, when followed by any vibhakti, there is yuvava adesha or tvama adesha. It is not jivachane vibhakto. Jivachana is not being linked to vibhakto. It is not saying when followed by a jivachana pratyaya. Jivachana is a pratyaya, vibhakti is also a pratyaya. There can be a visheshana vishesha bhava. It is not that yushma dasmad will get yuvava adesha and followed by a jivachana pratyaya. It is when the yushmad and asmad are indicating dvitva or ekatva, tada ete adeshaha bhavanti iti uchyate. Kaha bhedaha cheta kevalam yushmad asmad shabde kopi bhedaha na drishyate. If you are just dealing with pure yushmad and asmad, you will not see any difference whether you say dvitva pratyaye adeshaha athava dvitva ukte adeshaha. It will not make a difference. But samasyamane, in the samasa, it makes a difference. So what is the effect of taking this as the sutra-artha? Means, so, yushmad asmadhyam dvitre ekatreva ukte eva ete adeshaha. So when yushmad and asmad are conveying the dvitva or ekatva, we have the adesha. Natu dvivachana pratyaya parataha. So there is nothing which says when followed by dvivachana pratyaya. So what will be the effect? युवाम अतिक्रांतः आवाम अतिक्रांतः. He who excels you both or he who excels us both. इति विग्रहः. युवाम अतिक्रांतः आवाम अतिक्रांतः. So in this case, according to the Vigraha, Ishvad is telling Drivachana and Asmad is telling Drivachana. The whole thing will be telling Ekavachana. Ivam Atikrantaha iti Ekavachane, Drivachane, Bahuvachane, Kimapi Bhavitum Arhati. But in the Vigraha, actually Ishvad Shabda is in Drivachana. It is indicating Dvitva. Asmad Shabda is indicating Dvitva. So in this case, Sarvasu Vibhaktishu Ivavadeshu Bhavitum Arhataha. So in all Vibhaktis, you have a chance for operating Ivao Jivachane, not just in Jivachana. All Vibhaktis, because Yishmad is indicating Jitva, Asmad is indicating Jitva, we can apply Ivao Jivachane. Similarly, Svam Atikrantaha, Vam Atikrantaha. When the Vigraha is in Ekavachana, he who excels you or he who excels me, iti Vigrahe, sati, Sarvasu Vibhaktishu Tvamadesho Bhavitum Arhataha. So in all Vibhaktis, you have a chance of applying Svamarekavachane because of the way in which the sutra has been interpreted. Right? So that is what he says. Samasyamane Dvetattvavachini Yushmadasmadi. Samasyamane Yada Samasaha Kriyate Tada Yushmadasmadi. Yushmad Shabdaha Asmad Shabdaha Va Dvitvam Ekatvam Dvitvavachini Athva Ekatvavachini Samasarthaha Anya Sankhyaha. The samasa, which is atiyushmad or atyasmad, is the pratipadika in both cases. Anyasankhya chet. It can be in ekavachana, dvivachana, bahuvachana. It will obviously have all three vachanas. In that case, saha yuvavo tvama vapi. So in that case, you will still have yuvava and tvama in all vibhaktis. I mean, initially, it looks like you can have it in all vibhaktis. Okay. So the next karike is sujas ne nasku parasaha adeshaha syuhu sadaivate svahau yuyavayau tubhyamahyau tavamamaviti. But you remember that there is a, in all the vibhaktis, first thing what you have learnt is, now you can apply these two in all the vibhaktis. But there were a few exceptions told, right? For tvamarekavachane, and there was four cases when specific adeshas were told for a specific vibhakti. Su just ne nasu parataha. Su pratyaye pare svahau sau. Jas pratyaye pare yuyavayau jasi. Ne pratyaye pare subhyamahyau nahi. Nasi tu tavamamau nasi. So you have four cases when specific adeshas are told. So he says, Eteshu Pratyeshu Parataha Teva Adeshaha Sikhu. Whatever has been told specifically, that will be the Adesha. Vai Ete Paratvad Badhante. Paratvad Yuvavau Svake Vishaye Badhante. So in Svake Vishaye, in their own places, that is then followed by Su, there is a question, should we do Yuvavau Drivachane or should we do Svahau Sau? So Paratvad Badhante. It is because of Vipratishedhe Param Karyam, all these adeshas will overrule Yuvavo Jivachane. So, you should have in these particular cases, you will have these adeshas. Svamavati Pravadhante Puru Vipratishedhaha. Even in case of Svamavekavachane, they will overrule Svamavekavachane. As you saw, Yuvavo Jivachane is the first sutra in that prakarana and Svamavekavachane is the last. So, Yuvavau Jivachane, they will all overrule because of Paravipratishesha, which is normal. Even Tvamarekavachane is overruled by these four, Purvavipratishedhena. Because this is one of the cases where we accept Purvavipratishedha. Vipratishedhe paramkaryam iti sadharanaka niyamaha. Kintu kadachita vipratishedhe purvasyeva pravrtihi bhavati iti angikriyate. Purvavipratishedha has been accepted by Bhashyakara in specific cases, and this is one of the cases. So both Yuvavo Jivachane and Tvamavekavachane are overruled by these specific adeshas. So when followed by these four pratyayas, we get these specific adeshas. In all other vibhaktis, we will have Yuvavo Jivachane or Tvamavekavachane, is what it means finally. So Sujas meaning us. Eteshu Pratyayeshu Pareshu Tesham Vishishya Yaya Adeshaha Uptaha Tattat Pratyayeshu Yaya Adeshaha Uptaha Tayeva Bhavati. Anyeshu Pratyayeshu Parataha. In all other cases, so you will either have Yuva, Ava. If it is Dvitva, Yuva Matikrantaha, Ava Matikrantaha, Itiligriha Shetha, Yuva Vadesho Bhavataha, Tva Matikrantaha, Ma Matikrantaha, Itiligriha, Sarhi, Tva Ma Vadesho Bhavataha. And the next Vyeka Sankhyaha Samasarthaha Vahvarthe Yushmadasmadi. What happens? This is the next thing where Yushmadasmadi Vahvarthe. Till now we saw Yushmadasmad indicated Dvitva or Ekatva. Now Yushmadasmadi Vahvarthe. Yushmadasmad indicates Bahuvachana and the Samasartha is Dvitva or Ekatva. Again Samasa can mean all three vachanas. In that case, Tayoho Adhyekatarthatvat na yuvavo tvamochana. If in the samasa Yushmad and Asmad indicates Bhavartha, even when the samastapada is having Dvivachana or Ekavachana Pratyaya, yuvavo tvamochana, you will not have yuvavo Dvivachane or Tvamavekavachane. That is when the samastapada is followed by any Dvivachana Pratyaya, you will not get Yuvadesha or Tvadesha, yuvavo or Tvamo. Why? Tayoho Adhyekatarthatva. Tayoho Nama Yushmadasmadoho Adhyekatarthatva. Since they are not indicating duality or singularity. So in that case, you will not have Yuvavadesha or Tvamadesha anywhere. Kutrapi Nabhavati. So, Yushman Atikrantaha, Asman Atikrantaha. He who excels all of you or all of us. Iti Vigrahe. Tada. Yushmadasmadhyam Vitvasya Ekatvasya Uktyabhavat Tayoho Adhyekatarthatva. Since Yushmadasmad are not indicating Vitva or Ekatva, Vivachana Pratyaye Parepi Yuvavadesho Nabhavataha. You will not have Yuvavadesha or Tva Aha Adesha, Tva Ma Adesha, Ekavachana Pratyaye Parepi Nabhavataha. Okay, so this is what the Kari case is. So the example is what we are going to study now. This is the example. When you cannot have other examples. This is the example. So first example we take is Tvam Mam Va Atikrantaha. Tvam Atikrantaha Mam Atikrantaha Isamasaha. In all these cases, remember the Pratiparika will be Ati Yushmad and Atyasmad. Okay. Iti samasaha, tatpurusha samasaha, anya padartha pradhanaha. Tvam atikrantaha, mam atikrantaha, ati yushvad ityasti. Kim rupam bhavati asya. Atra yushmanasmadhyam ekatvam uchyate. Since tvam is ekavachana, mam is again ekavachana. So, ati tvam atyaham. So forget the Ati and look at what is happening to the Ishmad Asmat part of it. Okay, Ati is there everywhere. As from Aham, Svahau Sau, Iti Adeshaha. So as we saw, this specific Adeshas will always happen. Svahau Sau, Iti Bhavati, Ati from Atyaham. Like from and Aham, there is no difference. Dhitiya, Jivatane Cheye Parataha, Ati Tvam, Ati Mam. What should have been from Yuvam? You should get Yuva Adesha, but it will not happen. Right? Because Tvam Mam Yushmat Shabdena Dvitvam Nochyate Asmat Shabdena Dvitvam Nochyate Ataha Yuvamo Jivasane Tina Bhavati Kim Bhavati Ekatra Vachyate Jataha Tvama Ekavachane Iti Tva Ma Adesha Bhavati. So if you have that Adesha, instead of Yuvam, you will get Ati Tvam Ati Mam in Prathama Vibhakti Jivasana. Bahuvachane yoyavayav jasi ityanena ati yuyam ati vayam. So you had tvam yuvam yuyam. Here you have tvam tvam yuyam. Ati tvam ati mam. Ati tvam ati mam. Ubhayatra. So in both these cases or even in ati tvam ati mam. Dvitiya vibhakta kim bhavati sarveshu pratyayeshu tvama ekavachane iti Tva ma adesha bhavati. You have tva 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 ma ma ma. Only the pratyayadesha might differ. In case of this, it is netra samayoram and shasona. But the adesha, prasuti adesha has not differed. In all three cases, you have Pama Ekavachane. Atitvaya, Atimaya, Atitvabhyam, Atimabhyam, Atitvabhihi, Atimabhihi. So, again, Srutiya Vibhakta Vapi, Sarveshu Pratyayeshu Parataha, Tva Ma, Iti Adeshaha Bhavati. So, don't worry about the rest of the Sakriya, it is all the same. If you only consider this, what happens to Maparyanta Desha, that is all. Nothing else will change. And so, to look at that part of it. That is why the previous exercise, looking at it as three parts. Pratyayadesha is different, Antadesha is different, Maparyantadesha is different. Here we are concerned only with Maparyantadesha. Then you see that in all these cases, you have Prama Vekavachane. Dvitiyayabhakta Sarvatra, Dvitiyayabhakta Sarvatra, Prama Vekavachane. Chaturthi Vibhakta, Ne Pratyaye Subhyamahyam Nahi. As we discussed, this specific Adesha will overrule Prama Vekavachane. So you have Atitubhyam, Atimahyam. Atitvabhyam, Atimabhyam. Atitvabhyam, Atimabhyam. So, Dvivachane, Bahuvachane, Dhyam, Dhyasoho, Parataha, Svamavekavachane, Ichyayav, Bhavati. Still have Svamavekavachane in both cases. Okay. So here it is Dhyasobhyam and there it is nothing. That is different. But the Maparyanta Adesha is still Tva, Ma. Chaturthi Vibhaktav. Panchami Vibhaktav, Nati Dhyasoho. So for Natibhyasoho, Atitvat, Atitvat, Atimat, Atimat. In both cases it will be the same. Because in both cases you have Svama Adesha. Dhyami Pragvat, Atitvabhyam, Atimabhyam, Iti Pragvat. Which means again in Panchami, Sarveshu Pratyayeshu Svama Vekavachane. You are getting Svama Vekavachane everywhere. That is why the form in Nati and Dhyas will be the same. The Pratyayadesha is the same. Panchamyatra and Ekavachanasvita. Sheshe Lopaha Ityapi Bhavati. So again, Svama Ekavachana is also the same. So the Rupas end up being the same. In Panchami Ekavachana and Bahuvachana. So Atitvat, Atitvabhyam, Atitvat. Atimat, Atimabhyam, Atimat. Sarvasu Vibhaktishu, Sarveshu Pratyayeshu, Sarveshu Vachaneshu, Svama Ekavachane Ityapi Bhavati. Atitava, Ati mama. Nas pratyaye kemasti. Tava mama nasi. Chenena tava mama. Ityadesho. So, ekavachane sat. Ati tvayoho, ati mayoho. Av pratyaye svama vekavachane. Ati tvakam, ati makam. Am pratyaye parepi svama vekavachane. In both words and am, you have tva and ma. Atitvayi, Atimayi. So in ye, Atitvayoho, Atimayoho, Atitvasu, Atimasu. Satyamaya Vibhaktav Sarvatra Svama Vekavachane. So everywhere, basically, except where you have specific Adesha, you get Sva and Ma as the Adesha. So you see, Svahausav, Yuyavayojasi, Subhyamahyongani, Tavamamongasi. Okay, so these are four specific cases. In all other cases, the pratyaya, the maparyanta will be replaced by tva and ma. When? Then the vigraha is tva matikrantaha, ma matikrantaha. Yada vigraha ekavachane asti, tada etau, ete chatvaraha e pratyayaha santi, tan nihaya sarvatra tvama deshaha. So now if you go back to our original table and you replace only the Maparyanta part of it, the rest remains the same. So by that you can get the forms very easily. It is nothing difficult. You just have to, only the Pratyaya, Maparyanta Desha part is changing. Nothing else is changing. So Pratyaya Desha will remain the same. And the Anta Desha, whether it is Atva, Yatva or Lopa, that will also remain the same. Only the first part will change. When you understand for one, it is very easy for the rest. Okay. So, yuvam, avam, va, atikrantaha. So, yuvam, atikrantaha, avam, atikrantaha. So, when the vigraha is in jivachana, yada yushmat, ityanena, asmadva, shabdena, va, dvikram, uchyate. So, when the, in the vigraha, they are in jivachana, two just name as to pragvata. So these four pratyayas, it is the same. Because the adesha will overrule yuvavau divachane. Anyatra sarvatra. So in all other cases, again you will have yuva and ava as the adesha. Yuvavau divachane ekkenena. So au am out to. Ati yuvam, ati yuvam, ati yuvam. Sarvatra ekameva rupam. Because you have pratyayadesha also same. Atva also same, and now Maparyanta Desha is also the same, so there is no difference in form. Ati Yuvam, Evam Atyavam, Iti Bhavati, and followed by Au, Am and Out. Shati Ati Yuvan Atyavan. Instead of Yushman, you have Yuvan. So Yushma has been replaced by Yuva or Ava. Ati Yuvan Atyavan. Ta Pratyaye, Ati Yuvaya Atyavaya. There you had Svayamaya, because Svama Ekavachane applied. Here you apply Yuvavo Dhivachane, you get Ati Yuvaya, Atyavaya. Bhyami Ati Yuvabhyam, Atyavabhyam. In all three Bhyam Pratyayas, you have this. Bhisi Ati Yuvabhihi, Atyavabhihi. Even in this you have Yuvava. Chatutthi Vibhakto Bhyasi Ati Yuvabhyam, Atyavabhyam. So tubhyam, ati tubhyam, ati mahyam will happen. Tubhyam mahyam nahi. Afterwards ati yuvabhyam, atyavabhyam, ati yuvabhyam, atyavabhyam. Nati bhyasoho, ati yuvat, atyavat. So again, panchani, ekavachana, bahuvachana will be the same. It will be ati yuvat, atyavat, atyavat. Oti, ati yuvayoho, atyavayoho. Atiyuvakam, atyavakam. So you don't have to actually concentrate on all these forms. I mean, Vikshita has just given a list of forms. You don't have to by-heart the forms. I mean, even if you wanted to know these, if any case, I mean, this is all basically it's very theoretical. Where do you have the prayoga of these things? There are different questions. Theoretically, what would happen is why we are studying this. Even if you wanted to master this, it is a very stupid idea to by-heart the forms. Right, you have to know what is the principle behind and just apply it. So the form, long list of forms, just ignore them. Just know what is the concept. Concept is same. If it is the four pratyayas, you have the specific adesha. Everywhere else, you have to put yuva and ava. That is all. In your, if you know yushmad and asmad, that is enough. So you just replace the first part with these and you get the forms. Okay, so don't even worry about all those forms. It is the concept behind it which is very important, and that is what he comes up in the karika. That is why the karika is given first. And then he gives the forms for fun, I mean, for you to work out. But, same thing. Yushman Asman Va Atikrantaha Iti Vigraha. So when the Vigraha now become, it is Bahuvachana. Ishman Atikrantaha, Asman Atikrantaha. So just name as a Pragvata. So those four pratyayas, they will not change. Wherever you go, it will be the same. That is why if you now go back to where we were studying sutras, it is in these four cases where he gives that, say, Paramatvam Paramaham, Atitvam Atyaham. He gives examples only in these four cases. In all other cases, he does not mention what happens in a samasa. Because there is some change. Okay. So next again he gives what will happen, which we will skip through because again it is all not needed. So what happens is, in these four you have specific adesha. Everywhere else you hear that yushma and asma. For example, instead of yuvabhyam, you will have yushmabhyam. Ati yushmabhyam, atyasmabhyam. Where you had mam and swam and mam, you will have ati yushmam, atyasmam. So instead of that, first part of that will change. That is all. So this is what happens in case of Vishman Atikrantaha, Asman Atikrantaha. What is the point? What matters is not what Vachana the Samastapada is in. It is what Vachana the Yushmad and Asmad is indicating. That is what matters in these two, only in case of these two sutras. Yuvavo Divachane and Samaveka Vachane. Any questions? So it might look a bit confusing initially, but there is nothing. If you understand Yushmad and Nasmad, understanding an expert is very, very easy. It's only a conceptual difference. So,
ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಕೌಮುದೀಯಂ ವಿರಚ್ಯತೆ.